Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I'm on alert the knee with the evening news. First, the headlines. Chief Minister Nipurio declares Mallory District as Land of Fortunes, highlighting its immense untapped potential. Nagaland celebrates International Mother Tongue Day. Commissioner and Secretary Kevilenio Angami stresses on nurturing and speaking in mother tongue. Principal Director Thavasilan Case says languages are essential for both education and sustainable development. And Prime Minister Narendra Modi stresses that country requires energetic leaders in every sector. Now the news in detail. Nagaland's Chief Minister Nipurio today officially inaugurated Mallory District, marking it as the 17th district of the state. This event marks the official carving out of Mallory from PIC, where it was previously a subdivision. The youngest district of Nagaland is inhabited by the Pochuri tribe. Congratulating the people of Pochuri tribe, Chief Minister Rio said the day marks the beginning of a new chapter of growth, development and progress of the region. He asserted that formation of Mallory District reflects his government's commitment to bringing governance closer to the people, ensuring better administration and accelerating development in every corner of the state. Mr. Rio declared Mallory District as the land of fortunes, highlighting its immense untapped potential in terms of mineral resources, natural beauty, and overall development opportunities.
Welcome to Mallory District, land of fortunes. Today, we have got a new district. Yes, continue that brotherhood, oneness among yourself and with the rest of the Naga tribes. My heartfelt congratulations to you and this new district, a new beginning. Let peace, unity prevail for the prosperity and development with the endless opportunities for all of us to work and prosper.
Earlier, the Chief Minister unveiled a monolith near NST Complex Mallory as a mark of official inauguration, followed by inauguration of the multidiscipline sports stadium Mallory. Nagaland joined in celebrating the International Mother Tongue Day today. In a program organized by the School Education Department in Kohima, Commissioner and Secretary of School Education Department, Kevilenio Angami, stressed the importance of nurturing and speaking in mother tongue starting at home to ensure that children take pride in their linguistic heritage. She expressed her gratitude to Nagaland University, particularly the Department of Tenidie and the Linguistics Department, for their support in developing modern Indian languages textbooks for students across the state. Ms. Angami also acknowledged the contributions of various tribal literature boards, which play a crucial role in preserving the cultural heritage of Nagaland through language and literature.
We have to start introspecting ourselves and start taking action. It should not just be a day of observation, but it should also be a day of dedicating, committing ourselves to do something, especially in our center, so that our children learn their mother tongue in their school. Standardize mother tongue with grammar in our schools. Let us also remember that every language treasure trove history, culture, and every language, whether it's a dialect, because in our tribes also we have various variation, but every language is worth preserving because it is true language that we pass the stories that make us who we are.
She also addressed the challenges of implementing the National Education Policy's three-language policy in the state. Ms. Angami informed that the introduction of MIL textbooks will be phased based on the availability of materials and the progress of each tribe's language development. Principal Director of School Education Department Thavasilan K. today said that languages are essential for both education and sustainable development. Addressing the International Mother Tongue Day program in Kohima, Mr. Thavasilan emphasized that languages, especially those of minority and indigenous, are disappearing due to societal changes and globalization. Stating that there are over 8,000 languages globally, he underscored the importance of preserving these languages, particularly in education contexts.
The Research has, over an extended period of time, always shown that if a kid is taught in his or her own mother tongue, the learning outcomes are far better. The kid is able to comprehend it much more comprehensively, and their engagement is better, their critical thinking skills get better. So, which is why ensuring that education systems support learning in one's own mother tongue is extremely critical. So, in our state, our department has made a lot of efforts in order to promote the modern Indian languages in Anglo-Indian Heritage Studies textbooks.
International Mother Tongue Day is being celebrated today. The theme for this year is Silver Jubilee Celebration of International Mother Language Day. The day promotes awareness of linguistic and cultural diversity and multilingualism. On the occasion, Nagaland Chief Minister Nipyu Ryo emphasized the importance of celebrating the diverse languages and unique cultural heritage that they represent. In a social media post, the Chief Minister noted that preserving our mother tongue is key to maintaining one's identity, diversity, and fostering respect across communities. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For a quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR_Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and our YouTube channel, AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has stressed that the country requires energetic leaders in every sector as India is emerging as a global powerhouse. Speaking after inaugurating the first edition of the School of Ultimate Leadership, Seoul, Conclave at Bharat Mandapan in New Delhi today, Mr. Modi said the country needs such world-class leaders who can set trends and find solutions to global complexities. Addressing the gathering, the Prime Minister highlighted the importance of Seoul in creating world-class leadership.
संस्थान के नाम में ही सॉल है ऐसा नहीं है ये भारत की सोशल लाइफ की सॉल बनने वाला है और हम लोग जिसे भली भांति परिचित है आत्मा अगर इस सॉल को उस भाव से देखें तो ये आत्मा की अनुभूति कराता है.
Speaking on the occasion, Bhutan's Prime Minister Dasho Tsering Tobge said it is yet another testament to Prime Minister Modi's unwavering commitment to nurturing authentic leaders. The two-day Seoul conclave will serve as a premier platform where leaders from diverse domains like politics, sports, arts and media, the spiritual world, public policy, business and social sector will share their inspiring life journeys. Director Dental of Health and Family Welfare Department Nagaland, Dr. Merbeni Odio, has called on dental surgeons to deliver quality oral health care in aligned with the national health goals. She was speaking at the state-level training for dental surgeons serving in the state under different national programs in Kohima today. Dr. Merbeni emphasizing on maximizing the impact of oral health and convergence with other national health programs such as Rashtriya Bal Swasthya Karyakram, Non-Communicable Diseases, National Tuberculosis Elimination Program and Quality Assurance Initiatives. Nagaland State Department of Health and Family Welfare has informed that persons with autism, cerebral palsy, mental retardation and multiple disabilities should register with the National Trust to avail Niramaya Health Insurance Scheme. The Niramaya Scheme ensures comprehensive coverage offering up to 1 lakh rupees annually to eligible beneficiaries for hospitalization, therapy, corrective surgeries and alternative medicines. Beneficiaries should register with relevant documents such as disability certificate having UDID card or UDID enrollment number with PWD certificate, address proof and income certificate and facilitated through any registered organization registered with the National Trust. And now to end the news, the headlines once again. Chief Minister Nipyu Ryo declares Mellary District as Land of Fortunes, highlighting its immense untapped potential. Nagaland celebrates International Mother Tongue Day. Commissioner and Secretary Kevilenyo Angami stresses on nurturing and speaking in mother tongue. Principal Director Tavasilan Case says languages are essential for both education and sustainable development. And Prime Minister Narendra Modi stresses that country requires energetic leaders in every sector. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 a.m. tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.